holding by the Simon Reis Samachalov, the figure of his man of Avok Paris. Over here, he gets involved with his man Mikolius and had applied practically here to Shabbos. Mikhabis starts off with the story of Son Chashecho, who ben Shmoshes. So, first question, let's say it's Sovik ben Shmoshes. And numerous shadows that come up in the Gerit to Shabbos is based upon this man, things are nichol get of Sofik, if it's nichol category of Benishmoshes. So the Mishabu over here starts off, even in the Stafik, if it's a Gerit Benishmoshes, still it's also putting a Mogar Vrom from the Bach. And therefore, come down the Gerit to Shabbos, I've been in those cases. He said he comes out from either Mitzad, when he calls the place for Shabbos to the Prima Gordon, because it's a concerning deal, or have come from Machta Shekel, let's say the whole entire world does not know about it. In case of Yom Oinu, the cloudy day, still, after the Machta Shekel, he says, it's Shem Oinu's Chadu. Sovik is Yom Olaylo. So if it's Benesh Moshe, it's Sovik Yom Sovik Lailo. If it's Sovik Benesh Moshe, it's Sovik Yom Sovik Lailo. It's all looking to get it of one Sovik. A third way, if you're looking at Mesapech, place of Shabbos is not Mesapech. For this reason, we'll come along, and the Mishmur starts over the cloud, which we're going to get to. All these numbers over here, that even the Sovik with Benesh Moshes, we have to be Machmer. First question, how long is Benesh Moshes? So the Ilm the Gemara, Daf, Lamadal, Beit, and Shabbos, the Gemara being down four different cheetahs. Rabbi Yosef says, Karev Ayin is Miyad after this man of Yehuda, and the Shaitim being down can be up to a half a minute, which is being down on the right side of Gimel. The second cheetah is of Nechemiel, about half a mil. Third cheetah is of Yehuda according to Rabba, which is 3/4 of a mil. And the fourth cheetah is of Yehuda also, but according to Yosef, is 2/3 of a mil. There's more that Rabbi Yehuda brings down, there's more paskins for us. There are choshes for Yosef, Luchumro, and a paskin like of Yehuda, Luchumro. That means it comes out with paskin 3/4 of a mil, very clearly, with the case of Karef Ayin. Comes out that when it's Benesh Moshes, let's go with a similar standing, we'll hit the ball set. You have Benesh Moshes, 3/4 of a mil, then says the Mishmur, you have Karef Ayin, and then you have night time. Mishmur over here brings down, why is this missing from the Sig over here, the side of Karef Ayin? And Mikin Nachmin will be the case in Simon Shimon Beis, they get to Mocha Shabbos. Because they get to Erev Shabbos, what comes first, 3/4 of a mil, then Karef Ayin. Mocha Shabbos, it's the ghetto, could be Mekel and Shimon Beis by Benesh Moshes to do the opponents. Mishmu, one of the reasons why he machbar on Benesh Moshes to do the opponents, Moshe Shabbos, can be Cheshav Yoshi's Shito, that comes out that the first 3/4 of a mil is not Benesh Moshes. Fine, but the ghetto, our secret, let's keep it simple, we're discussing Erev Shabbos, and we're more passively like a Behudel of Chumro, if it comes out that Benesh Moshes is in the mice at 3/4 of a mil. That's Aleph. Second, now, once you're saying the Benesh Moshes is 3/4 of a mil, what is the mil? Simple question, how long is the mil? So, among the Rishonim, there seem to be three basic Mahalchim. They're coming from a Sugim Sochem, that's had a Gimel and Beis, the Gemara brings down, the Mahalch of an Odom Beini is 10 parsois to walk during the day. Every parso is 4 mil. That means an average, if you do 10 parsois, an average person walks 40 mil a day. So, if a person walks 40 mil a day, that means, let's say a person walks from Nate to Shkei Tzachamo, it's 40 mil over here, there are 12 hours in a day, there's 60 minutes in 12 hours, that's 720 minutes. So if you do 720 divided by 40, it comes out, a mil is 18 minutes. Very simple, mil is 18 minutes based on those numbers. If so, that mil is 18 minutes, what's 3/4 of a mil? 13 and a half minutes. That means with again the side of 18 minutes or 13 and a half minutes, it's very simple. The Gemara says a person walks 10 parsois a day. 40 mil. 40 mil is basically divided by 720. This mahalach is what the Mechaber brings down in the gate of Hilchas Melicha. Melicha, the idea is you have to salt your food for the shear of a mil. Says the Mechaber over there, 18 minutes. Says the Mechaber in the gate of Pesach. You cannot leave your bread not for it to rise. So give chometz. Says the Mechaber how long? He writes, 18 minutes. The Mo over here by Otzer, Reis Avachal says, what is man over here? He writes, the sheer mil is shlish of a shah, which is 20 minutes, minus 2 minutes, which is 18 minutes. That means the Mechaber twice, the Mo paskins that way, it's 18 minutes, is a sheer mil, Yom Shem Shloimo, the Shach, Grim Gordon, Chavadas, Chaznish, or Choshuvan, 18 minutes. Comes out very simple, what's 3/4 of a mil? 13 and a half minutes, one sheet. a second shita, the Gemara of Sochem is Mamshach over there, and brings down that the Chumash shita that says, how long do you walk from Alois till Nates? And how long do you walk from Nates to from Shkiz Echama to Tezke Chavim? The Gemara brings down that each time you walk 5 mil. That means from Alois HaShach to Nates Echama is 5 mil. From Shkiz Echama to Tzeis is 5 mil. So it comes out, how long is this man, a person walking from Nates till Shkia? It comes along, if you have 40 mil, minus 5 in the morning, 5 in the end, left with 30 mil. That means from Nates till Shkia is 30 mil. If so, let's take the numbers again. A person over here has 12 hours a day, times by 60 is 720, divided by 30 now. It comes out, a mil is 24 minutes. 24 minutes. Once a mil is 24 minutes, Lashon Rambam is 2/5 of an hour. It's 24 minutes. What's 3/4 of a mil? 18 minutes. And if the Mogad Rambam looks at Pesach, brings down the Mariel, that the Mariel says the mil is 24 minutes. If the Chodesh goes this way, Kishkon Aruch, Yad Hudo, the mil is 24 minutes. It comes out, Ranish Moshes is 3/4 of a mil, which is 18 minutes. Again, all these sheets are really worked down, the kids in the Mishnah over here. A third idea, the Gemara goes on further and says, how long do you walk from the Sugya of Alois till Nates? And the case from Shkia till Tzeis, the Gemara brings down the Chomim. They say, you do not walk 4 mil, you don't walk 5 mil, you walk 4 mil. 4 mil in the morning, 4 mil in the night. Now, I'm not sure how Chomim says 5, Peter says 4, then small legs, bigger legs, walking quicker, walking slower, not slower, how can the argument see us? What comes out, if you have 40, your person walks 40 mil, minus 4 in the morning and 4 in the evening, you left 32 mil. So again, you take 12 times 60, 72, divided by the side over here of 32. 720 divided by 32 comes out that a mil is going to be a case of 22 and a half minutes. 3/4 of a mil is 16.875, about 17 minutes. And this how, in Hilchos Pesach, Chok Yakov, the Chassam Sefer, and the Shmuel in Hilchos Pesach said in the Gate of doing Melicha on Shabbos, Melicha during the week on the Yifud over here, he says a person can be Mekel, he says 24, but up to 23 minutes. I mean, it sounds like, at least by the case of Melicha, he says the Shia is not 18, the Shia is 23 minutes, 22 and a half minutes. The Gate to Pesach, he said, Behefstim Rubo, Pesach Chometz Chorus, Hefstim Rubo, which we know already, the Mosa, the Kal, Hefstim Rubo is Ikadin, he says, what? 22 and a half minutes. And then he took on, it sounds like, at least by Pesach, by Melicha, the Iker Shita is 22 and a half minutes. Yeshlis Mechel, the Shita says 22 and a half minutes for Pesach. Now, there are other Mishnah does not seem to go this way, but at least by Melicha and by Pesach, he went this way. So it comes out, what is the Shia Mil? Very important question. We have three Shitas among the Rishonim and among the Paiskim. Either the Shia Mil comes out to be 24 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 80 minutes, which comes out, what is Benesh Moshes, which is 3/4 of that, is either 18 minutes, or Barak 17 minutes, or they said 13 and a half minutes. Afkamina is across the border, Numas Halos and Shulchan Aruch. They get the locha tefillah b'tzibur. How far you have to go travel? The shear is the mill. Well, what is that? Is the mill 24 minutes or 18 minutes? They get the sugya ma'im machanim chayvo. How far is that? The shear is the mill. Is the mill 24 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 18 minutes? They get interesting Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem, Behilchos Tashmish. Mishnah Berurah began a pika bolo. You should not nurse a child after Tashmish. He said the shear is 2 mil. Says Aruch HaShulchan, if a mil is 18 minutes, 2 mil is 36 minutes. If the kid's crying, says the Mishmur, 1 mil. How much of that is 18 minutes? Let's say King calm the kid down, the post can say you can even nurse right away. If you go to the other numbers, as Sturmach says, well, I take 36 and 18, go 48, and go 24, which is harder when the kid's crying. Fine, now you have to know where the Shurma coming from. Here on in, we said the basic three different sheetahs. We'll go with a simple number, what it says over here in the Ramah. The Ma says the shear of a mil is 18. A Benesh Moshes is 3/4 of a mil, is 13 and a half minutes. Number three. Now the question is, we're saying over here that we're saying 3/4 of a mil from night. Question is, when is nighttime? Benesh Moshes leads to night. When is night? So the halacha we're bringing down, the kids there, the steers that's brought down by the Shoinim and the Paiskim, two sugyas. We have Gemara Pesachim that Pesach Dalet says, Shkia Sechamo, till Tzitz Kechavim is 4 mil. Again, the simple number of a mil is 18 minutes. So how long does it take from Shkia Sechamo till Tzitz Kechavim? 4 times 18 is 72. I was thinking Shabbos daf lamed dalo beis. The Gemara says after 3/4 of a mil, it's night time. That means 18, 3/4 of that is 13.5. Night time is after 13.5 minutes. We have a massive discrepancy of when is night. One Gemara says after Shkia Sakhama, you wait 13.5 minutes, night time. Another Gemara says you wait 72 minutes, it's night time. We got a problem here. How in the world do you put the two sugyas together? So there are two main mahalchim in Klal Yisrael, what the Olim calls the Shittas Rabbein Tam and the Shittas of the Goyim. Shittas Rabbein Tam says Be'etzem, what they call, there's a Tchila Shkia and Seif Shkia. Some have a Nusach of Shkia Rishayna, Shkia Shnia. The same idea. Seif Shkia is Shkia Shnia. Tchila Shkia, according to Rabbein Tam, is basically when the ball sets. Everyone sees you have the sun, the ball, it sets behind the horizon, it disappears. After it sets, next 3 mil and a quarter is Vada Yoy. Then when it's dark in the east and it starts getting a little bit light, it's still left in the west. Then after that we have 3/4 mil of Bein Hashmashos, which calls Sovag Yoy, Sovag Laila, and then we have nighttime. That means it comes out that we're putting the Gemara on Shabbos when it says 3/4 mil is not by what we call Shkia, Aaron Shkia, when the ball sets. Immediately call Seif Shkia or Shkia Shnia. That means you're taking the Gemara Shabbos Lamdalam Beis, we're not placing it where the ball sets, we're putting it all the way at the end. That means at the end of the 72 minutes, those last 3/4 mil, those 3.5 minutes, that's definitely get a Bein Hashmashos. Now, there are numerous Rishonim of Pesach who go this way, and it comes out on the numbers, Shkia Rishayna, ball sets, 58.5 minutes of Avada Yom. The last 3.5 minutes is Shavu Gimel, Shavu Glaylo, then you have nighttime. That's how, if you read the Mechaber by Osir, some of the Al Sebeis, he's passing that way, saying, wanted to go do Tosef Shabbos. He says, within that Zman, there's a mitzvah. That means he's saying that Zman is Yoyim. That's Nechel Gedah, Tosef Shabbos. And I know the Gratz want to say, consider that the Beis Yosef was Chayzer, but the simple understanding of the Beis Yosef was not Chayzer, and the Smilah, he seems to say, so the Loch is, we're passing Rebbein Tam. The Ramah over in the Darkei Moshe, Aruch, might also pass you many times. Now, instead of getting involved listening, we showed him a place called Pasnas Way, there's a Sefer called Chana David, brought down the Eitz of Ris. He lists 70 different places we showed him a Chana Pasnas Way. The Sefer Kuntz Ben Hashmoshes, he quotes 183 different places we showed him a Chana Pasnas Way, 183. I've challenged people to even quote 183 different we showed him a Pasnas, let alone to say he holds like a Chana Pasnas. So the Maaseh is 183 different Rishonim and Paiskim who pass like this Mahalach like Rebbein Tam. It's a big sad to go like this. One Shita. A second Hamin Klal Yisrael is what they call the Goinim. Now, it's all the Goin or the Goinim. Now, just to be clear, Goinim is that there's a man of Rishonim. Before there's a man of Rishonim, there's a man called Goinim. That's nothing to do with the Goin Shita. The Goin is a Vilna Goin. 1700s. It's a... Again, but it's the Goinim, and it's the same, it's Goinim Shita and the Goin Shita. It is, it happens to be. But there's the Goinim and the Goin. They're Shita. They come along, and again, the Issachar, we have Steers and Sugyas. They come along and say, when the ball sets, right away, it's Bein Hashmashos 13.5 minutes. This man is Kachom and Beinani, we're not Pekin, so we go after, we'll see where it's at the Gimel, Ketanim, small stars. I think Mab Sachem says, over here, the Loch is Dafka after 4 mil. That's the Gem Yuchud to Karm Pesach, that there this man is not 3 stars, this man is Kol Kerchovim, all the stars. All the stars at night, what time they're going, that's his Malach. That means that Dia of Sochim is a separate Sugyo. Yuchud to Karm Pesach, why? Dia we have a cloud within all the Kerchovim. Why? That's what the Goin says. Yeah, right. That's where they are. I'm saying, come to Psoch, man, a cold to come, which ain't gonna come near him. Actually, I'll let him retire. He goes, come Pesach? Come on, Psoch. Okay, I don't know. Go, sing me Yuchin over there. Okay, but the night, the singing of Psoch is naked, the singing of cold to come, not our singer. Okay, Kenzai. Again, this Malach. Is that the Rishon go this way, whether it's Maral itself on the Sugyan Shabbos, whether it's Shach and Yodaya, the Goin again very clear by Oth Pasnas way, the Graz in Siddur goes this way, again, we have to, the Graz in Shulchan Aruch seem to go this way, again, the Arpashim go this way. So again, we have two main ideas over here of how to go Klal Yisrael when the Shkia. That means we either have Shkia right away with Beit HaShemoshes or at the end. That means what comes out, again, we go with that idea of a mil is 18 minutes or 72 minutes. The first 13 and a half minutes after the bowl sets, according to the Goyinim, is Sabag Yom Sabag Lailo. According to Meitam, it's Vada Yom. The next 45 minutes is Vada. It's not even Sophic. 45 minutes, Vaday. Vaday what? Great question. According to Goinim, it's Vaday Lailo. According to Meitam, it's Vaday Yoim. Vaday, but Vaday. Then the last 13 and a half minutes comes out according to Goinim, it's Savag Yoim, Savag Lailo. According to Goinim, it's Vaday Lailo. According to Meitam, it's Savag Yoim, Savag Lailo. Look at my Savi Paskim. We have, again, Kedel on both sides, Yushanam Paskim, everything across the board. What do you go do? So there's a Moshe in Shuvan Archaim in Chelik Dalet. He comes along and he says, how can you paskin? What correct have you paskin? Not only that, he says, let's say the Goyin told the Talmud, and the Talmud, you ask the Talmud the Goyin, what to go do? So the Talmud the Goyin has no right to go tell you to go follow the Goyin. He has no correct to meet the Gemara for it. He has no correct to back. He has a right to follow the Goyin, the Talmud himself, but the Talmud has no right to go tell anybody else. And therefore he says, even if, and therefore he comes along and says, he has another shuv in Yordain and Chelik Dalet. He says, it's Tmiya, those ones say you can follow the Goyinim. He said, not only that, the Goyinim himself was not noig to follow himself. So we're going to follow the Vilna Goyinim, the Goyinim himself doing that way? Lloyd, he says, in Vilna, the Ir Vilna did not follow the Goyinim. So also we come along to go follow the Goyinim themselves. And he says, there's no Koyich and Ptak to go do that. You have no right to go do that. The Goyinim himself not going to do that. The Vada, what if go do? Bullshitters. Well, we don't know. It's a great question. So it's time to start over. First thing, Mishmur to Gonal. Some of the Shmoshes, so an idea, we're Machmer. We don't know. Take on both sides over here. They bring down in the 1950s that there's a problem in America that part of Klai Yisrael held their Shabbos, Skilo. Part of Klai Yisrael was driving the car. And it led to a big tumult in what to go do. So I heard the Maaser was between the Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe, but I see, luckily speaking, he brings down the Baron Cutler met the Satmar Rebbe. Met him. And they came out that both of them are going to be machmer both shittas. Both of them. That means the Satmar Rebbe says, we're going to be machmer for the Goyin, Shita. We're going to be Kabbal Shabbos by Shkia. And the Baron says, we're going to be machmer and keep 72 of the main time. Both sides over here. Therefore, in 1954, there's a Kolkara that came out. It's printed in the Yisrael Vazman, Michel Alps, Michel Gimel, Kolkaro, that he quotes over there, I see 34 different chassidus that's signed to it. 34 different chassidus, and he goes on and on, he left out. He quotes the Satmar, and the Blujiva, and the Bobev, if you want the Tenko, my father, but he's not here, but the funny, they all signed upon it, that they're all be machmer for the Shkia, Rishayna, to Mekabel Shabbos over here. And not only that, they're locked from 15 minutes beforehand. And therefore, there's a Divrei Yol himself that he wrote in the Gois, the same Derech HaChaim of the Sivis, and he writes a Vadi Api Machmer, again, Satmar Rebbe, that he is Machmer to keep Shkir Rishayna, like the Goyim over here, like the Chassidim. So now that the Chassidim will keep Shkir Rishayna, and we keep Rebbein Tam, I mean, whoever we are, the Bnei Shia keep Rebbein Tam over here, the Kash is, but do we? We got married at 40, 45, 50, 60 in New York. What's happening over here? If in America, in Lakewood, in New York, Mark Hullo was in New York then, when he made this show, it wasn't really Lakewood. Lakewood was nothing then. But finally, he was in New York over then. So it came along and he made this show over here. So what's going on over here? What is the Bnei Yeshiva doing? And the only Zman.
Well, it's not Steve Maravan.
No, the people do. They do not keep great time. Much Shabbos. Much Shabbos, people do Malach before 70. The Machmirim keep 72. Listen, the Hasidim do their part, so let the Yeshiva do our part, let us also not do Malach Lab 72. Why is it only some Yerushimayim over here? So there's a question in the Sugya. We have different Sugyas. We have one Gemara that says it's based upon Zmanim. 3/4 mil, comes nighttime, first gear, second gear, third gear, night, it goes after Zmanim. We have another Sugya that says you go after stars, darkness. So what wins out? Does darkness win out? Nighttime win out? Or Zmanim win out? So that's the Mishmur over here in the Be'er Locha and in the Mishmur in the Reit Samachalaf. He points out this problem. And Becky sends you what he writes in Reit Sadek Gimel. In Reit Sadek Gimel, there's a Be'er Locha over there brings down a Minchas Koyin. And he asked straight out this question, what's winning out, Kerchovim or darkness? And at the end of the day, he says, what wins out, darkness wins out. When you misopik, we go after Zmanim. That means Kerchovim win out. You have Kerchovim Tanim, you see it's dark over here, won't get darker, darker Lamaisa wins out. When Moshe goes like this, Bialocha, like this, Midrash Koyin, Devayel also goes like this, Midrash Koyin, Bialocha. They all go after darkness over here. Now, once they go after darkness, come on, Moshe and Shuman, he writes that he was in America, New York, and he went in the mountains, and he looked up in the sky, numerous summers, and he looked up, he saw in New York, New Jersey, right, New York, New Jersey, tri-state area. He writes, as he heard, Kakshamati and Wave cities in America, he looked up at 50 minutes, it did not get any darker, or the same as dark as it was in Europe, and when it was 72. 50 is 72. That means once we understand that darkness beats the idea of Zmanim, you want to get 72? In New York, based on the Ofek, the equator, the altitude, the horizon, 50 minutes is your Beinu Tam. It comes out the way, practically. So once it's with Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe, it's come from the Bialocha Mitzvah's coin, you want to keep your Beinu Tam? Yeah, we'll keep your Beinu Tam. 50 is the Maisha Beinu Tam. Take it even a step further now. Once you understand the Zman usually in New York, another place in 50 is your main top, now what's Benish Moshes? That means Benish Moshes until now, if every mil is what? There's 4/4 to a mil. The 4 mil, so 3/4 of a mil is Benish Moshes. If there are 4 mil, that means Benish Moshes of that Zman is 3/16. 4/4, 4/4, 4/4, and 3/4. That means Benish Moshes is 3/16 of his Zman from Shkia to Seis. If so, if now 72 shrunk to 50, come on, Moshe says take 50, divide by 16, times 3 is Benish Moshes.
I'll get
to your kasha, the bomb kasha, mask. But again, this is a. People like attacking Moshe for it. But Moshe is a shrunk from Mitzvah's coin. Mitzvah's coin before the Pim Gun. Pim Gun always quotes him. It's in Malik, it's a kasha. So it comes out, again, so we have a number 70, we have number 50, divided by 16 times 3. So how long is Benish Moshes? So Moshe writes in Tshuva, Benish Moshes is 9 minutes. It's actually 9.375. I did on a calculator, I wrote it down last night. I think probably 2 in the morning I did this, probably I wasn't saying correctly.
1/16 to 50 is 3 plus.
Yeah. Listen, you can use a head. Just use a calculator. Come on. So Moshe writes in Shuma, he says 9 minutes. He writes the word 9 minutes. But Moshe, what? 9.375. Moshe writes 9 minutes. Now, there's a Moshe in Shuma. One time he writes 50 minutes, one time he writes 40 minutes. Depends, it could be one in the summer, one in the winter. Could be specific about it. But Ike writes, but Moshe is 9 minutes. Therefore, it comes out. You're fine right here. Let's call 9 minutes. It comes out. If so, let's do now. Let's say this man from Shkia Tel Seis is 50 minutes. So the first 9 minutes is Sava Grim, Sava Glaila, according to the Gainim, according to the main time is Vadayim. Next 31 minutes is not going to be Vaday. Vaday what? According to the Gainim, Vaday Laila, according to the main time, Vaday Yoim. Next last 9 minutes is not going to be Sava Grim, Sava Glaila, according to the main time. According to the Goinim, it's by the Lilo. That means that Moshe shrunk everything over here. Instead of Benish Moshe, that means everyone knows that if you grew up in New York over here, or New Jersey, everyone says, how long you have to have Mincha? You're at 9 minutes. Where do you get 9 minutes from? Because it's Benish Moshe. How long you have Shal Shudas? 9 minutes. Everyone comes up with the number 9 minutes. So with Moshe and Tshuva. Because that's his man. That means if everything's shrinking, the Benish Moshe is shrinking. Makes sense. If the Shkia Tel Seis is shrinking, Benish Moshe is to be. It's 3/16, so that's fine.
Why is it again? 3/4 of a mil is still the same 3/4 of a mil.
The walking doesn't shrink, but the time, the ball standing to say, the ball standing to say, shrunk. So the idea of Benish Moshe is also shrunk. No. Moshe said Seis is hit at 50. Moshe writes, you want to remain tam? 50 is remain tam. 50 is remain tam. That is night tam. That is Seis going to remain tam. The Oifik, not Ishais. That's, the Bialok says not the way. The Sfarim say not the way. The Rebbe say not the way. Moshe says not the way. I hear he's saying that's all. That's all. No, they, no, no. I hear your point. They're going to argue. Those want to argue with Moshe. And the Minchas Kayim. But no. Now, the Peskei Tshuvos, he brings down the Sefer, I didn't check the latest ones, but the one that, the second Madura, he brings down the Halim of Menesh Moshes is 9 minutes. There's a letter from Ara Shabbos of Yad on the back of the Peskei Tshuvos. He says, well, that's New York. But for Klal Yisrael, the people in Europe, the people in Eretz, you can't take the Seder of Moshe, which is running in the area that has the altitude of New York, to the whole entire world. You got to correct that. That means the idea of 9 minutes is very good when you live in New York. You live in Europe, or other places, we won't have this Yisrael over here. Now, Mamshech HaMoshe, Mice come out, you want to do many times, 50 is 72. That's how they're diving in America. They, people don't walk after it's 50 or 46 or 48, whatever the exact numbers they're doing. Upon this Yisrael over here. Have a Moshe Mamshech HaTshuva, however, it's Minei Roy to keep 72, Kol Shkeinu Reis, Minei Torah of Yer Shemaim, that means everyone in this room. However, it's not Midinoi. He says, why? He said, "Minigam sending me a denu in Europe, a mice that kept 72. It's had the minig shabbat in the Yerushalayim. You should keep 72. That not medina." He said, "They asked him when he writes in Shuba, I just remarked already. Why do the mill of 18 times 4 is 72? Do the mill of 24 and keep 76? That's be Yerushalayim. Keep 96. Keep 90 or 96. Mice kach shemati in Lakewood. Mice they tell me in the yeshiva list to keep 96. Apparently, why not?" So Moshe says, not even for Yerushalayim. Not even for Bnei Torah. Why? Because either you have Medina Avada 50 is Alocha. Elmai Minigam said me a day, Minigam said me a day, 72. To take on a sheet that's not Alocha, it's not Minig, what's doing that for? That's not even. This is a Chumuk Dela, no point. Therefore, comes along, what does the Yeshiva do, follows the Moshe? Again, usually like the wives of Machum Asarach, they do 50. But Avada, Yeshiva, Bnei Torah, Yerushalayim, those who want to be Machmir, 72. Make us send him a denu. Kashes, Numas are going to ask upon the Moshe, which again, not loud after the Moshe, it's really the Bialocha, the Minchas Kayin. They ask him three different avenues. It's only really one basic question. The Kayin over here and the Bialocha over here brings down when is this Manam the Gemara discussing? They write this in Barvel or in Eretz Yisrael. When, either by Nissen or they're talking about Nissen or Tishrei. That means the Lokhli of 72, says the Goyin, says the Bialocha, is in Eretz Yisrael. Void, Rabbi Yehuda the Tano, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. Void, the Beis Yosef, and Tzfas in Eretz Yisrael. That means you have to realize, Bialocha, the Goyinim, the Tano was coming from, and over the Shulchan Aruch, lived in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they point out, 50 is not 72, probably even 40 is 72. The darkness, our soul gets quicker and darker based upon the Ophir, the altitude, the horizon, the equator we're holding in based upon their, how the earth is rotating. And if Tashik will get to darkness 72, the darkness is at 40 minutes over here. And therefore they say, according in our soul, Benesh Moshes, maybe 7.5 minutes for the Moshes Cheshbon. You have to take 40, divide by 16 times, 3, come up to be 7.5 minutes. The cash is, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara and the Beis Yosef are discussing 72. And they're saying 72 where? In Eretz Yisrael. Obam Kasha. That means they're saying darkness wins out, but where is the Beis Yosef writing it? In Eretz Yisrael, saying 72. I agree. Fine. I'm just saying how they... Okay. It's Kasha over here. The Obam Kasha over here. And therefore, the Nishma Shabbos, others want to argue. It's a Kasha over here. It's a Obam Kasha. But like I said, that's the different mouthful over here. I got an interesting Birur Halacha. Kamlung points out a very cute site over here. He says that Parmetzias Shabbai, he went based upon mathematics, and he took this manum that says their soul is 40 minutes. And when the Minchas Kayin lived, he said it says this manum there was 48 minutes. And we're in Europe, when Minchas Kayin lived, with Chavetz Chaim lived, was 72 minutes. He took the math and he showed the doctors in all three places were exactly the same. Bidiyuk. That means Eretz Yisrael 40 minutes, the same darkness when the Chayim is 48, the same darkness when the Chayim is 72. Just happens to be. Bingler. Just happens to be. So if you go to Benesh Pan darkness, So the 40 over here happens to be the 48, which is Moshe reads through Batsim 50, 48 to 40. And the idea over here of 72, of Beritam, where he lived, or Chotam lived, is the same as Manam. So every Sefer has these problems to deal with. But Batsim, what comes out, I think, is we spoke about the basic Yesodis, with the basic ideas behind what's coming out, where the confusion is coming from, because it's confusing. So coming out right now, that we said 3 points over here. Number one, the Gerit of Menashmoshes, we pass it because of Mill, plus afterwards of Yosef, of Yosef. Second, we came out, what is a Mill? We pass it Mill is 18 minutes. Therefore, Menashmoshes is because of Mill. We shrink the Zman of Benish of Seis till Shkia, or shrink the Zman of Menashmoshes. Number three, what is nighttime? That's Machloikis Goinim versus Menetam. Taking one more step now. Until now, we're understanding the Menashmoshes is after Shkia. Either after Shkia Rishayna or after Shkia Shnia. Either the Goinim or the Reben Tam Shito. There's a third Shito over here that's brought down by the Paiskim. There's something called the Reim Shito. Brought down by the Bach, Mok Avram, Mishnah Berurah, all this Reim. Coming to the Reim, and he says, when is Ben Hashmoshes? It's before Shkia. Before. Namen Shkia today is 7:47. Ben Hashmoshes is before that. What?
Where
is he going? You gotta look it up. I'm sure they actually quotes the Gemara. They're actually going to the Gemara. It's quoting the Gemara. The word in front of me is quoting the Gemara. So it's before. That means it comes out that according to Ben Hashmoshes, he cannot do Moloch anymore. Because before Shkia. That means Shkia is 7:47. Let's say Ben Hashmoshes is 3 quarters of the mill. That means from 7:35 and onwards, 7:34 and onwards, you're not allowed to do malacha. It's also the right song. I mean, you know, Shkia 7:47, everyone's going to take the shower, they'll be machmir through Amor, and raise some base, take the shower the last moment possible. And probably make the shower the last moment possible, leave the yeshiva, according to Reim, when you do that, you have this over here. Because the last 13 and a half minutes before Shkia is a chiv deraisa. To the Kabbal Shabbos, a Savag Yom, a Savag Lailo. Now the question is, do we have to push this Reim Shito? It's coming with the Magar Ram, brings down the Bach, and the Bach says the Iker is the Reim. Yeah, his words are, Nia Lefias, Naitis, Das Reim Iker. Magar Ram just brings it down. He said, this is the Iker. The words of the Bialoch is Vadai Tor Blochosh. I feel like calling Tor Blochosh, I don't like the Tor Blochosh. I put in one more word, the Vadai Tor Blochosh. Actually, correct it. Over here. Still only correcting Lachish. Now they point out that Moinam is not the way. They actually even bring down the Chaz Nish in his last Shabbos. He passed away Friday night. His last Shabbos, he actually wrote his Kedusha Torah on Me'ilo, Mamash Til, the last moment, into this man with the rave over here. Shlom Zalman brings down Meister, we're not knowing that way, even Lachumra over here. As an interesting truth by Moshe. Moshe was being driven in the car of Pashas Vayetzei. Pashav Yetzay, it came out that Shkia then was 4:32. He and the Maisa was in the car at 4:19. The person made a machal against him. How can you drive in a car after Lokas Neiris? Maisa in a car, and this is the rice over here. So coming with Moshe, he says, I could have went back and forth to Yeshiva 5 times, drive to Yeshiva 2 minutes, be in the car for another 11 minutes, and still have twice of Shabbos, no problem. But when the Moshe himself was Noig, so I have no problem being in the car and the guy driving it until 4:30, when Shkia is 4:32. He's writing this in Shuvah, except you're making Macha, I'm a Moshe, so believe that, I'm going to come from the future, not do Malacha anymore after Lok Sneris. That's Halacha, there's no problem. He himself said, the person driving him can drive the car until 2 minutes before and not be Chosh Shirayim. Moshe. Agam, there is another Shuvah by Moshe. It is right now, Chaim Kildal, it's Roy to be knowing. It's only Roy. Only an obvious point, Roy, but he wasn't knowing that way. It wasn't like the Chadish was not working that way. Fine. But I said, we have this Yireim Shito. It comes out, the question is what to go do with it. Practically, how do you make a local Maiso? So, the Chavetz Chaim, when he brings it down over here, he gets about what's the correct demand of to Makabal Shabbos. That means, when is the locus nervous? Somehow, every place you go, there's a difference about it. And you shline, everyone knows, 40 minutes. I think in New York, it's 18 minutes. You've been to places, 20 minutes. There have been places that are 15 minutes. there are different numbers floating around. And Shulchan does not say how many Mishmoshkiya, clearly what to go do. So first, Kamal Mishmoshkiya, he writes, a person Mekabel Shabbos, 30 minutes, or Al Kalponim, 20 minutes before Shkiya. Where is he getting it from? The Shaitin explains, where is he getting the numbers from? He's saying, I'm putting three Chumras together. Number one, he says, I'm putting the study together of how, when is Ben Hashmoshes? Is the case of before Shabbos, or is it after Shabbos? Before Shkia, after Shkia. That means the Reim holds before Shkia. One Chumrah. Second, what is the amount of mil? The mil is saying it's 18 minutes, but maybe a mil is 24 minutes. And there it's because mil is 18 minutes. Vodi says, Taisu Shabbos. He says, to get all the sheets in Kabbalah Shabbos, I'll compile in 20 minutes before. Why 20 minutes? Saying very simple. Yerayim, number one, which is before Shkia. Number two, the Chumadikah mil comes out to be 18 minutes. Number three, Taisu Shabbos, 20 minutes. That means, where did Mishabura get to light 20 minutes beforehand? Took three studies together. The Chumah of the Yerayim, together with the idea of the Chumadikah mil, because it's 24, because that's 18. He writes that, he's saying that. Together with the idea of Taisu Shabbos, which he over here calls 2 minutes, 20 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say Taisu Shabbos. Third din. I mean, it take how far I take it. I mean, others will say, I want to do Taisu Shabbos, how much to do it on. Could be even a mashu also. Could be a shiz mashu. That's the issue. That means, so where's the number 20 coming from? That's one way, place where the number 20 is coming from.
Where's the number 18?
Oh, so let's go through the numbers over here. First, the number 30, go to each one. You can either do the silver ubas manam, that goes to all the numbers, and he likes to intertwine them all with the idea of the reim. He says the number 30, where the Shavuot is very clear, is coming from the reim. Place Taisu Shabbos. Why? If you read the Bialocha, he's not clear how long this man Taisu Shabbos is. The words of the Mechaber is Eizes Man, even though any amount of Maisus should be enough. Eizes Man Shia. Says the Mishmur of Leisak Vaisav Kol Shu. There's a big mavucho on who sheet the Mishmur is going in, but the way in the Bialoch he says, how long is Taisu Shabbos? He says it's less than 13 and a half minutes. He's not sure how much it is. So it sounds like, why do you say 30 or 20 minutes? It could be 12 minutes, it could be 2 minutes Taisu Shabbos. He's not clear. Get 30 minutes, we get certainly Taisu Shabbos. Maybe it's 2 minutes, 20 minutes. All Taisu Shabbos. So number 30 is either Mitzav the Reim, the Chumah de Kamil, and Taisu Shabbos. The number 20 is also the Reim, Chumah de Kamil, and Taisu Shabbos. That's 30 and that's 20, one way of saying it. The number 18, also the similar idea, you can say, it says the Silva Zmanim. They're taking the Zman is the Ben Hashmoshes is 22 and a half. That's how Mishmur Be'ikah Paskins. 3 close mil is 16.875, almost 17. Plus 1 minute, Taisu Shabbos. The same idea, just switching the mil over here. That's where 18 came from. Again, Ramosha, when he says that, he said, no, that's Apshat. He said, don't say this Mahalach. He said, no, it's a Chumah. It's a Achoko. It's an idea over here. But Machalik has to say it over. That means there's more time than he said over here, it's out to the Reim. I'll say, no, it's a Milo. Achoko, keep Shabbos. There's a number 15. Against the Kol Kairo, the Chassidim put out, starting with 34 people, and the number is 15. Where do we get 15 from? Lewis places have number 15. Mm-hmm. So I see the Swarm argue the point, three different ways to sign you over. Silva, as Mam says, very simple. They took the number 3 quarters mil, 13 and a half minutes. Oh, the rain, beforehand. Taisu Shabbos, 1 and a half minutes. That's 15. Very simple. That's it. Others come along and say, the Reisim Steif. He says, no, it took the Vada 15 minutes, that's we can come home to say that's his man Benish Moshes. What is Shia Taisefes? I'm not sure.
Where does he get 15?
He doesn't clear, but doesn't write in Shuba, he 15, not clear where he got it from. He says, 15 is the Mashu, that's enough. I've said, Shlishi, the Chesha Eifut says, not this, not that, he wants to argue the point, where do you get 15 from? And then he says, what is Shia? Samar Choko, 15. But all these numbers that we're Kabbal Shabbos for, before we get to what Minig Yishlan Mice is that we're coming along to go say is that the we'll come to make it here for the study of the Reim over here together with other ideas and the Chumah that's what luck is now for Noshim numerous afternoons masking but that's I mean and every calendar every saver seems to have a different idea where it's coming from. Can say, can say. Now, the get to Yerushalayim, I'm first going to involve in Eretz Yisrael. Until now, we're going to the idea, the concept. We're taking on all shittas, all mahalchim over here, and the Moshe is very clear. At first, they know right to paskin. Even in Vilna, they did not paskin. Meister, come along in Eretz Yisrael, and everyone says we paskin. We paskin. Where's the Makot say we paskin? We paskin going to. Where is it? So the Mishabua, and Hilchos Mila, and Sir Mishin Lam Nalaf, he quotes the Chidor. The Shpasha Kena Minim Kol Ori Eretz Yisrael. Already in Eretz Yisrael, the Psak, and Hong Kong Kalai Yisrael, Goinim. There are three rights. Kavam Kavam Dorish, Nogu Bar Yisrael this way. Shlom Zalman says, Eretz Yisrael passes this way, Yabli Asher, we pass this way, Sliyaz, we pass this way, Yabli Oim, we pass this way. Which the Kavam of Ozan Tshuva points out, you have to realize, the Beis Yisif, in his time, they were Noig, everyone was Noig Bar Yisrael. The Paschim Bar Yisrael. The Chidol writes, is ready to smash it, already, and everyone's knowing like the Goinim. Now, the Chura, before the Goinim was in the 1600s, the Beis Yisrael lived in the 1500s. In a 100-year period, somehow went to everyone did it with Ben Tam, to everyone was knowing the Goinim. How will the world have switched? It's one of the seven wonders of the world. It's on the list. How did it switch? I know, but it's a Pella, you know, you're talking about 183, you had to go from one to another, from the Beis Yisrael's man to the Chidah, that the Mamash switched all the Malach over here. It's fine. It's a kasha. Moshe is saying, in Shuvah, you have no right to do what they did. That's what Moshe's trying to. What you did, you have no right to go do that. That's really, when he's writing Shuvah, Pasha is coming to say that the Hogan Eretzol is incorrect over here. Fine. But Moshe says, one thing Eretzol, and Eretzol we pass in Goinim. That's Aleph. And Nochazach in Eretzol, Yuchot Yerushalayim, is the idea is we went to Mekabel Shabbos. That means, again, outside Yerushalayim, everyone has either 20, 30, Mishmur maybe, 22, 18, 15. Come along to Yerushalayim, and we have a minute of 40 minutes before Shkia. At least, if you're not, the Israelis live in Yerushalayim. The Americans live in Yerushalayim, they seem to not really keep one day. Fine, but Maisa, this is said of those who live in Yerushalayim, they do a lock at 40 minutes before. They do a lock at 40 minutes before Shkia. Now, where's it coming from? So, Shlomo Zalman. He says a Talmud has no right to go tell over to somebody else. He has a Gemara for it to Paskin in such a shiloh. He said the going to Paskin. There's no money. The Gemara goes against him when he came to the Gemara. He says he has no right to Paskin. He's right. This is true. Kolei Pesach, I'm not getting about Kolei Pesach. I'm not getting about this man. So Shlomo Zalman, again, he should know many Yerushalayim, it's coming from, he said, very Baal Batosh. You know why? Because he wants a person to have enough time to unlocker, go to have mincha, and then do Kabbalah Shabbos before, and when it hits this man of the Chodeidi, after the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, then we hit Shkia, and the end by Mizrach Shil Yom HaShabbos, you hit already this man of Shkia. So you have to have mincha, you have to sing a little bit. You have to get Mizrach Shil Yom HaShabbos. How long does it take? It takes about 40 minutes. It does. Mizrach 20 minutes. This takes 20 minutes. He says, where did it come from? They're being simple. 40 minutes to make sure you can daven mincha and have Kabbalah Shabbos. That's what he's writing.
But the Kabbalah Shabbos should be before Shkia?
Yeah. Why? Because Mizrach Shil Yom HaShabbos. Yeah. And they hit Mizrach Shil Yom HaShabbos. There's certain shuls that try to hit Mizrach Shil Yom HaShabbos by Shkia. And shuls not over. A lot of people mock that way. Admitting whatever. Maybe before Shkia, Barak Shkia, Ram Shkia. Could be another reason. You have to tell your husband before. Yeah. Can't say. Could be. Now, they do point out, now, it's not that simple, the whole idea of lighting 40 minutes beforehand. Let's speak out of the Kasha, maybe we'll get back to another time. Learn the Beit Zayin, about people making Shabbos early. This is a little bit very hard to understand. That means, it's very clear, when confers to Mekabel Shabbos, says the Mechaber and Reis HaMagimel, and the Rabbi Austin Reis HaMagal Sabeis from Plag and Minchan onwards. The Mekabel Shabbos from before Plag is not Shabbos. Do a lokus nevis, it's a brochel of atola. Now, plag is before what? Shmuel by us being down two zmanim. Either plag is an hour and a quarter before it says, or an hour and a quarter before shkia. So, first to be a locha by us, nasimin, Rebbein Tam is 72. Mishmuel is saying, you have to have a couple of shabbos by shkia. We show you now. That means if you're plucked from Tzeis, 3 minutes before Shkia Rishayna is ready to plucked. Tonight, 4 minutes before Shkia Rishayna is before plucked. Anyone lights 4 minutes before Shkia, that's why it could be some people buck and run late, or Pashas, right? Everyone says not to. Anyone lights 4 minutes before Shkia before plucked. How in the world is anyone lighting 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 18 minutes, 20 minutes? Before it's against with the Mechaber and the Mor Paskin, this man before plug is a Brokhav HaKolom. So, could be one way to answer. Look at the could say we pass a plug is before Shkia. Not before Tzeis. Before Shkia. Shkia could be, which is also not that great. Because you don't, because then you're 18 minutes or 20 minutes, you don't have this man. So, what the Bialoch himself answers, he is Kashin Reis Amma Gimel. Over here, he leaves out a question. What's Sif Gimel, I think, leaves out a question. The Reis Amma Gimel, he says, the Amor here being done that many people light an hour or two before nighttime. Therefore, we are annoyed like the Bach, the Paskins. This man is not plug before Inam Kim and Kabbal Shabbos. This man is 2 hours before nighttime. Then it can be Kabbal Shabbos and onwards. He said, the Mishmur is very clear. He says, we're going to Paskin like the Bach. Van the Yish, Lismach, Al Bach, from Mogavom, we Kabbal Shabbos 2 hours before nighttime. 2 hours. Building upon that, those on Taina, that's where Rabbi Yishlaim came 40 minutes from. Because first, when it says 2 hours before nighttime, Pashkin very clear means 2 hours before Tzeis. Don't tell me it means 2 hours before Shkia, it means 2 hours before Tzeis. That means, if you do 2 hours before Tzeis, you have 72 minutes before Tzeis, plus 40 minutes, Alok Snerius, there's 112 minutes, not 2 hours. That means the person lights 40 minutes before Shkia, it comes out that's ready 8 minutes after the 2 hours the person can accomplish Shabbos. That means once the bishop was said, Bada Yishlis work on the back of Mogavrom, you have zero problem with lighting at 40 minutes before Shkia. Just like anyone lights 20 minutes before Shkia, 18 minutes before Shkia, don't seem to be worried about the idea of plaque. Same idea, 40 minutes is also not a problem. Now, if so, there's an Hoge out there, somehow this man is there. That, whoever, which Rebbetzin was knowing this way, to light 50 minutes beforehand, or let's take even a step further. The idea of lighting 4 minutes before Shkia, they point out, really depends during the year. That means everything is based upon Shazmanis, the Mishmur, very clear, whether it's the Beitam, whether the Goyim, based all upon Shazmanis. If you take out the calendar, the shortest amount of time that could be Shazmanis, it comes out to be that a. What? Yeah, well, in the case of Shvat over here. It comes out if you. The Zmanim, wrote down, that from Alois till Tzeis, if you're the man, Tam Shir, 22 and a half minutes, come out to be 65 minutes, it could be the hour of Shah's money. This, the Shah's money is over here. Come out to 55, comes out, again, the earliest man, I have to make the judgment over here, come the earliest it could be, make all the Shah's money is, it always can be 40 minutes before Shkia, is not a problem. By Shvat, you do 40 minutes, 41 minutes before Shkia, it's really a problem. You won't will be before the 2 hours. That means in the regular time, you have 8 minutes. The earliest man, if you do the Shazmanius in Yerushalayim, take out a calendar, it'll come out to be 40 minutes. So where did 40 minutes come from? Those one times, very simple. Because 2 hours before, and you light 40 onwards, you're always within 2 hours.
2 hours also has to do with Shazmanius? 2 hours, you have the.
Yeah, it has to be Shazmanius.
12th of Shabbos, the Dagabashi brings. Just like
Schmidt,
you have a 12th of Schmidt, Shabbos, you have a 12th of Shabbos.
As far as I have read, again, I know, this is Kasher, Stromachis, of Carpus. It was from getting involved with this number. They say anyone like before 40 is a massive problem. Massive problem. Now, I know people like for the war and for this and for that, and this represent, that represent, based on Gedolim, I don't know, I never heard it. They said this girl said that girl said, I don't, whatever. Well, Kenzai.
Kenzai, so we go with the girl. Why did the girl taste like Carpus 20 minutes after Shkia?
Why? Because Mishmur himself does not say, Mishmur numerous times of which plague he wants to be choshev tzeis. And they point out, they don't mind doing that lokesh shabbai. What they do mind is a brach of brach of atol. How can you take on the chumrah in this course of a brach of atol? So we have So if you do like Mishmur said, 2 hours beseder. But Mishmur himself says that we should be choshed that the idea of plague is from Tzais. So it's a chumah, maybe they call it. Fine, so you want not go there. Can't say. That's the kind of Rosh Chumash, the head of the Badatz, has this problem.
Because he's
going to be in a town. In the Yishlai, and of Kaplan Yishlai. Okay, that's the Rosh. Now, the gate of. So I said 2 reasons why 40 minutes. Either they also want to say, because then you always have within 2 hours. Or another reason, because they can have Mincha and have Kabbalah Shabbos. If you want the biscuit Chumash over here, he has a bunch of other reasons where they get 40 minutes from. Each one. Is you have to read where they're coming from. Fine. That's again. I think it basically covered all the basic numbers. Obviously, they're swam upon it, and everything is built upon these basic Yisaidus. They're all just playing around, shifting here and there. But these are the basic Yisaidus. So, basically, the idea of Tosfos Shabbos. Now, again, Tosfos Shabbos is upon the Derisa, again, Shabbos or not. The Rif, the Rosh Paskin is Derisa, brought down by the Magarvam Kiveger. Maybe it's not negated to our Shabbos at all, Tosfos of the Torah. I said, we have Machmor for Tosfos Shabbos. What is this man of Tosfos Shabbos before Shkia? So interesting, Mishmur came along and brings down the Pirim Godim, which I can't Pirim inside the Stapek. I want to say, maybe after this man of Shkia, it's the Raisa. Before this man of Shkia, it's only the Abonim. So Mazamu says, how in the world do you have two different man of Tosfos Shabbos? But actually, the Maisa, we have two different ideas of Tosfos Shabbos, and therefore we have become Machmor. Now, again, to everybody, everyone here, Kabbalah Shabbos at Shkia. We have this man of Tosfos Shabbos. What is this man of Tosfos Shabbos? So, read the Mishnah slowly again. He has these numbers. The big Mavucha, in whose sheet of the Mishnah is discussing? Someone tied in the whole idea of Mishnah being Machmer. Again, Machaber's words are, it's called Shu, says the Mishnah, Lav Dafko. His words are, in Sephalov, Brian Sephase. Shemoyisav is his man. Says the Mishmur, Loi Sagi by Sava Kolshu. Passes as Mashu, he says not enough. Those of the time, Mishmur is saying that only in the Shito of the Bein Tam. Even our friend says, in the Bein Tam Shito, you have to have 12 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 minutes. But about it, if you go by the ball sets, Mashu and Mice is enough. Why? Because there, there's a. They get involved in the Cheshbon Shemoy. But they look at Mishmur and the Kenzan that way. I said, Mishmur himself is not clear. The Avon says, Taisu Shabbos is 1 hour. Fine. The Yad Zinzin says 12, Mishmur being down to get a 12, again you have to know whose man is going in. The Lozen says 5, the Grass says 4, others give different numbers. Maisa Moshe Tshuva, coming out with his driving case, is 2 minutes. The Kol Kairo, which is coming out, is a little bit more than a minute. The Seamus himself writes a minute and a half. Pashas, Numish Shonim Paiskim, it's a Mashu. Tosfos is worded that way. The Bang, but you know, Mishmur says don't say that way. But again, he's going one time to Bein Tam Shito. The Beis and Shteif says the Shia is a Mashu. The Bi'aimi says a Mashu. The Vosna says it's a Mashu.
I need to do an hour before.
That's the Shita I call it. Just say Shitas. But and Chaim Kinyevki says the Shia is a Saki Mashu. And the Isim Chaim, Ida Mishabru, and Chaim says Mishabru is going into Bein Tam Shito. So Chaim said that's the Yisrael of Bein Tam. And therefore, Dumas Farm says the Shia is the Maisel, is a Mashu. Wants to be machmo for our chumro of shkiel, therefore the shear is a mashu.
Even the counters are not accurate. I can say mashu is a mashu. Even the counters are to be.
You're saying it should be chetzi mashu.
Oh.
Okay, can say. I hear. You tell me what it means chetzi mashu and mashu is
said. Yeah,
fine.
Even the counters tell you to not be
mashu. Whatever the shear is, if you have more than that, keheref ayin, blink your eyes, which could be up to half a minute, as Mr. Ali says. So fine, again, so this again, the Olam is over, I think the Olam is over 2 minutes. That's the correct amount. But if you're running late to the Shalom Bayis or whatever, then Olam just seems to be, if you don't look, you know, if you don't see, put your head in the ground, and Maisa doesn't seem to go very much later than that. But Maisa, we tell everyone 2 minutes. That's not over. We tell everyone at least 2 minutes. Fine. We tell everyone 2 minutes, and they do less than that, we keep quiet. Because I think Aloha, Mashu, Maisa is enough. Building upon this, the question is now, do we have to mekabel Shabbos? Come along with Mishabua, and it sounds like the simple reading. He says, Haino Ayde Divor. And therefore he sends you to the Lochan Simitov Reish Ches. It sounds like over there you have to say Pepeh. And therefore those want to say, you have to mekabel Shabbos Pepeh, to have a Tois for Shabbos. Otherwise, not mekain the mitzvah to serve Shabbos. Seems to be that way. Seems to be that way. Because, seems again, he sends you. I know, fine, two different sheetahs. The Shmir Shabbos, and he brings it down. He wants to tie no. Yes. The idea is to become but become a believe. A second idea. Numerous from say, they point out, the one time of Shabbos Mishnebura, is that there are two chalokim in the Mechaber and Sebeis. It's the Mechaber of the Shia, at least you have to Mechaber, and how long can Mechaber twice for Shabbos. Mechaber says, how long you have twice for Shabbos? You have all three mil and three quarters of it, and a quarter of a mil. In that extra Zman twice seven Shabbos, you want to get that twice seven Shabbos, the extra 58 and a half minutes, you have to Mechaber it. But let's say the amount that you just stop doing Melacha and happens naturally. Is there any Mishnah that says you have to have a pair? Come on, Numa Swarm, it says something that you do naturally and it happens by itself, you have to stop doing Melacha. Come on, Rav Vosner and a Moshe and a Merzal and a Israel, and all come on and say it happens automatically. Mini Kleisel is not to make a pair. You want to take on more Teseva Shabbos? That's what the Mishnah is discussing. They went to B'chaim, B'chaim says, Mishmur, maybe that is Pshat, not Pshat, but say, look, it's not Pshat. Each learned how to read the Mishmur. Shem Loch is not going this way, they want to argue with him. But Maisa, numerous from say, the certain Mishmur is causing doing thy selfish Shabbai. And again, Kach Shemati, the Anokin Kleisel is not Sebe Peh. Look around, because he might be the bar. The question is, how can we get to what's in Shulchan Aruch? The Rashid is over here. Where's the Kabbalah? Shal of the Reis over here. Again, come on, Be'ikr. What? Again, but not everyone says it. People down later.
When?
After Shkia. Who's that? Who you say Mishra
Shkia?
But no, Shkia, that's not the same as Shabbos.
So
going to the most people in this room did not say Mishra Shkia before Shkia. Probably everyone in this room does the same. So where is the Shabbos? Where is the Kabbalah over here? Where is the Kabbalah? Elamai, why they stop doing Melacha? Once you stop doing Melacha, Achoy Chal Mela, where's the Vosner? Automatic Kabbalah Ma'atzmoy. Don't even need Kabbalah. I'm saying 9 minutes. No, then Kabbalah believe. No. I stopped doing Melacha. I stopped. Don't need a Kabbalah. I mean, Shmir Shabbos is over. It's not like you need a Kabbalah. Like, you know, no, I think the three sheets is over here. I think there's Kabbalah Peh, Kabbalah believe, or this happens automatically. I stopped doing Melacha. I know. More many people want Shabbos. I don't do Melacha.
When does that happen?
I stop. I'm not doing Melacha. I'm not going to bite my nails anymore. And he knows I'm not going to do it anymore. If he's going to still do it, he did do it. Fine. They didn't stop. When he stops. That's a good question. That's a question from the farm. Maybe we'll get to it when he learns to sing a bit. It's a good child. Actually, different cheetahs. Good child. One last point we get to Zmanin is what a lot of great discuss in the gate to mountains. How to look at mountains. That means we're saying the idea of where Shkia is based upon we are the Ofek, the greater, the horizon. You can be, I live in Hanof. In my building itself, Shabbos can be a couple minutes apart. You can be in the bottom of the building, and then Shabbos, Kimamish, Usher, the Reis, do Melacha, you run up a bunch of flights. Daytime, no problem. So the question is, in the same building, basically, how to look at mountains. Yeah, mountain, you see the ball setting, it's going behind the horizon. It's earth, it's not man-made, it's not building over here, it's setting over here. Big tumul had a look upon it. That means, come on, Mechaim, no, he writes over here, the Shabbos wants to go this way. Once it goes behind the mountain that you can't see, it's nighttime. That means, yes, in the same building, one person can do any luck they want, they have a couple of minutes, another person might say Shabbos. Skila. Two different places.
So you can still see it from the top.
Yeah, the top you see it, yeah. And I know any place that has mountains very steep, you can almost run up and down, right? Count zero, right? Do whatever you want, up and down. Have a Shabbos, make it, whatever you want. It's a great question. What happens if you, though, you, let's say, did the Melacha on Yom Kippur and you go back and you went out of Yom Kippur? It's a good question. I know what are you chai for, not chai for. Maisa, big among the swarm, and Moshe Shiva about it, and he's not clear. He said, Maisa Yishla Achmer, Shlom Zalman, Obiyashiv, Shtrobach, Ochor Shabbos, they all come along. Then they come out every Sefer, it says, it's not exactly clear how to go deal with these things over here. That means, Betzem, even Yerushalayim itself, even everything was flat over here, but not at sea level. That means a lot of the calendars are looking to not look at Yerushalayim per se, just like in the mountain, you say, La Paiskim Machmer, take away the mountain. So let's say take away the mountain. So what is ground level? I mean, you live by Yama Melech, that's sea level. But we're all above sea level. We're above, right? Above sea level. Yamal says, I think it's at sea level. I think it says, depends where, on the way to the Yamal, it says sea level. On the way, maybe it says it. Somewhere there's a sign that says sea level. Can we again, maybe further down, but on the way, it says sea level. A lot of calendars are being chayshish with this. I think even if everything Shlaim Maisa is flat, Maisa, maybe that's like the side of a mountain. And that's why, but the other way around is you have to take it on the Chumro, because maybe not the way. I mean, in my house, I'm not sure it's set, so I'll be machmer. But again, that's why it comes out when the person has a kid, let's say it's 15 minutes after Shkia, Friday night. A friend told me last week, 2 weeks ago, he had a kid 27 minutes after Shkia, Friday night. 27 minutes afterwards. Now, that's the Yishalayim. Is that Shkia? Is that Shabbos? My Shalom Zam, they say over there, is 25 minutes from doing Mila. So, if we ask for 30 minutes, you have to go upset to be machmer. Where are they in the chumras from? My Shalom Pasuk Noinim, it's 35 minutes after Shkia over here. Where the gate, and also in the gate of Chanukah over here, it's the same in the question of the gate of Numas Sugars. Where they're coming from is because the numbers are not just the numbers I threw out to you. There's one more problem is where are you in this position in the earth over here to quite negate the numbers over here? That means, just like everyone, I think they understand the same building can be different Zman. You stop, knock away the mountain. Most people say, don't, you can understand why not look at the mountain. That's not fair. There's a mountain blocking you. It's like a building blocking you. No one count the building. You count the mountain. So the same thing. If so, look at sea level. That's going to another problem why people in Machmen negate to Bris, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Raisa by doing Maisa and Milaware, because you have to look at sea level. We are. Not Tolshki, no, that's the other way. Again, if I see this sun, there's no problem. Okay, do a meal on Shabbos, I'm taking on Chumras all way. That means. Right? But the guy on top sees he's no problem. The guy on bottom does it, he can't do more. I'm saying, it better be Machmir both ways.
The guy on top doesn't have to be Machmir because
the guy on bottom. No, because he sees it, he sees the sun. The guy on top does not be Machmir.
It's not really seen.
So what? He sees it. What?
So
right, so
different
right, what in here?
The
neighborhood already has a Kabbalah. Fine, the Maestro, if you're going to write some wisdom above, as you said, is a Moise Mechala So, a person, Moise Mechala Kodesh, taking all the Chumras, shall only get the Bracha of Lachis Neris, Moise Lechaim, talk to Zaychit to that. Hashem, next, what we're doing is Sift Al, that's what we did already. We did with Shimon Beis. We're doing Shimon Gimel now, more as practicality. We didn't do it. So we're going to get to Chinuch, Shimon Gimel. We get to Chinuch. I did not want to start before Shavuos, the next Sugya of Alok Sneiris. That was like having a test. Then we do the Sugya and race on the Gimel. Now, just how to tie it in, Shimon Gimel is the Sugya of Chinuch. I mean, let's say you're Makabel Shabbos, and your kids aren't. When Isha does Alok Sneiris, can she go tell a kid to go do Malacha, who Numas Poiskim is an Issa the Raisa? We get to after Shaiti and Shilam and David. Yeah, kids are behemtichal. He said, I didn't say those words. It's welcome.